Titus chapter 2. But as for you, teach what is fitting of sound doctrine. Older men should be sober, serious, temperate, sound in faith, in love, in patience. Likewise, older women should be reverent in behavior, and not be false accusers, not be enslaved to much wine, but teachers of good things. That they may teach the young women to love their husbands, to love their children. And to be discreet, pure, homemakers, good, obedient to their own husbands, that the word of Elohim may not be dishonored. Likewise, exhort young men to be sober-minded. In all things presenting yourself as an example of good works, in doctrine showing integrity, gravity, incorruptibility, and sound speech that cannot be condemned, so that the one who opposes you may be ashamed, having nothing evil to say of you. Exhort servants to be obedient to their own masters, to please them well in everything, not answering back or stealing, but showing complete fidelity, so that they may exemplify the doctrine of Elohim our Savior in all things. For the grace of Elohim that brings salvation has appeared to all men, teaching us that, denying unElohimliness and worldly desires, we should live soberly, righteously, and in Elohimliness in this present world. As we await the blessed hope and the appearing of the glory of our great Elohim and Savior Yeshua the Messiah, who gave himself for us, that he might redeem us from all lawlessness and purify for himself a special people, zealous of good works. Teach these things, exhort, and rebuke with all authority. Let no one despise you.